Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. I hope you're all having a great day. My day, personally, has been interesting, to say the least, and I want to start off this episode with giving you girls a glow tip for the day. And if you follow me on Instagram, you will know that I quite often post like daily glow tips, kind of really about anything and everything, from, you know, mindset tips to wellness tips to self-love tips and self-care tips, pretty spirituality tips, pretty much anything and everything that I in between. So I think I want to start doing that at the beginning of each episode, and pretty much my glow tips are things that I am learning as well, and so I decide to share it with you girls. And my glow tip for this episode is, when you are in the position to choose to be petty or to take the high road, always, always, always take the high road. No matter how petty you want to be, no matter how much you think another person deserves it, just know that karma comes around for everybody, and the truth always comes to the light. And the reason why I'm saying this is because today I was faced with the decision. I could have either been super petty and made a choice that would have ruined somebody's life, or I could have just let, you know, the universe handle it. I could have let karma handle it and just me step back and let things play out the way that they are meant to. And that is the choice that I decided to take. And I know how tempting it can be to just want to be petty, and, you know, but honestly, like, being petty is not of a high vibration. It's not a good trait to have. And it honestly means more about you than who you're being petty towards. Because I personally feel like, as someone who used to be petty, I was petty because I was unhappy with myself, and being petty was a way for me to express that and to make myself feel better. So basically what I'm saying is, always do your best to pick the higher road and to let karma take care of things, let the universe take care of things, and you do you, and you focus on you, and life will be so much more easier and better. And you don't want, what you give out to this universe, you get right back. So if you're petty to someone, you better expect some pettiness back to you. So don't ever act in a way you wouldn't want in return, basically. But that is all I have to say on that. I think I'm going to start, you know, doing glow tips at the beginning of every episode, but we'll see. So basically, as you can tell from the title of this episode, in today's episode, I am coming to you girls from a very vulnerable and real space. And I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but I'm recording this on May 25th, okay? And so the full moon in Scorpio was like a week or so ago. It was on May 18th. So basically, Natalie from Soulshine Astrology, her business is all about using astrology, using the planets and the moon to our advantage, to help us grow our business and ourselves and live our best lives by working with the moon and the stars and the planets and all of that. So, basically, according to Natalie, she sent in her email that I received for the full moon in Scorpio that just passed, she states that, and I'm just paraphrasing from the email that I received, but in the email she says that Scorpio is known as the ruler of the eighth house, which is of business and finances. But it also very much has to do with shadow work and facing the darker corners of our psyche, which is what the things that we usually fear and the things that we don't like to acknowledge because it is our shadow side. And basically what she said about this full moon is that it gives us an opportunity to look more closely at the areas of our lives and work that just aren't working out, and that it was bringing us a transformation that is needed to transcend this situation. So that's basically her whole gist of what the full moon in Scorpio was about. So with that being in mind, I did my own full moon ritual, which maybe I'll do an episode or video about, because I get a lot of questions about how to do full moon and new moon rituals because they are a little bit different. But anyways, with this full moon in Scorpio that passed on May 18th, I focused a lot on the business and financial aspects of my life. And I got really real and truthful on the blocks that I had regarding my abilities to be successful, to have this dream business that I deeply desire and on all of the goals that I have for myself. And by doing this ritual, it made me realize how much shit I was holding onto that was keeping me from taking myself and my business and my goals into the next level. And it's funny because for a while I've had this intuitive feeling that there was something more that I needed to be doing, I felt. And I always knew what that something more was, but I didn't realize that what was preventing me from going to that next level were these doubts and fears and blocks that I had. So the full moon, you know, the full moon ritual made me realize these blocks that I had and these fears and these doubts. And it also helped me to release some of these. And it also helped me to release these fears and these doubts as well. And after my full moon ritual, after I burned my paper of everything that I was releasing, I felt so much lighter. And the only thing that I kept thinking in my mind over and over was, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready to take my business, my finances, and all my other goals to the next level. Like, I just energetically and spiritually felt all of these blockages and doubts that I had just burn away with the fire. And it was, I don't know, it was just pretty intense. But anyways, me doing this full moon ritual along with, you know, talking to some of my girlfriends, I realized how many of us have these goals and these dreams, and we know what it is we need to do to get to achieve those goals and those dreams, but then we just don't do anything about it. So all of this led me to wonder, why is it that we get in our own way? So basically, in today's episode, I am going to be talking all about the number one thing that is stopping us from getting what we want, from reaching our goals, from obtaining our desires and all of that, as well as the four ways that we self-sabotage from achieving our goals and reaching our expectations and our desires, and how to start actually going for what it is you want. And along with that, I'm also going to be providing some free journal prompts and some affirmations that I like to use. So I'll talk about that in today's episode, as well as they will be in the show notes if you want to like copy and paste them. But that is what we're going to go ahead and talk about. So let's go ahead and get started in today's episode. Thank you. All right, girl. So I've mentioned this before, and my personal beliefs are that we all have a very important purpose here in this lifetime and on this earth. I personally believe that we all have a divine reason for us being here. However, because of free will and the ability to choose, not all of us uncover that divine purpose of ours. We have the choice to live out our life's purpose or not. We have the choice to either go against the universe or to be in flow with the universe. We have the choice to listen to our ego or listen to our intuition. We have the choice to stick to the status quo, you know, never question anything and just do what it is that you're told to do and do what's expected of you. Or you have the choice to question everything, to question why you're here, why you're doing what it is you're doing, what it is you want out of life, who it is you want to be, and carve your own path that feels right to you. And the bottom line is, whether you want to start your own business, you want to lose weight, gain weight, leave a relationship, get in a new relationship, move, become financially prosperous, make any type of change, whatever it is you want to do, you have that choice. And it's the choices we make or don't make that determines whether or not we'll achieve our goals and desires. And nowadays, I'm seeing more and more people like make the choice to go after what they want, you know, despite any difficulties and or any challenges they may be facing. And that type of stuff makes me so happy. And it also inspires me to keep going for what it is that I desire. And I am rooting for every single person out there who is doing what they feel called to do, what it is that they truly want to do, and just know that I am on your side and I am rooting for you. But at the same time, I also know and see so many other people who are just wishing and they're dreaming and they're hoping and they're talking about what it is that they want to do, but they don't actually do anything about it. And I know how awful it feels to be in this space where you're wanting to do something, you're wanting to make changes, you're wanting to go after what it is you want, but you feel blocked and afraid, or you feel like it's unattainable, or whatever it is that's stopping you from, you know, doing that thing. And I used to be that person. I used to be that person who couldn't admit what it was that I really wanted, even though deep down I always knew. I used to be that person who would say, oh, you know, one day I'll start this, or when the time is right, I'll do that. I used to be that person who made excuses all the time for why I couldn't go after what I wanted. And I used to daydream and talk about what it is I wanted to do, and I would do nothing about it. And it is such a draining and unfulfilling way to live. And for me, it just came to a point where I had to decide if I was going to continue living this way or if I was going to do something about it. And I chose to do something about it. Because at the end of the day, the only thing stopping us from going after what it is we want and getting to that next level and achieving all of our desires is us. It's you, yourself alone that's stopping you. Nobody else. It's not your circumstances. It's not your parents. It's not your friends. It's not your lack of resources or finances. It's you and you only. That's it. And I know it's hard for a lot of people to admit this to themselves, because then that means that they have to take responsibility for their unhappiness, for their situation, and for where they are in life. But that's all it comes down to, honestly. And admitting that you're the co-creator of your reality is the catalyst to change. That is the number one thing and the only thing that is stopping us from achieving our desires and our dreams and our goals. Because you can't say that, oh, you know, if I was richer, I would be able to do this. If I was smarter, if I had this, if I had that. There are people like Oprah Winfrey, for example, who had everything going against them. Absolutely everything. They were in horrible circumstances. They were born in a time where, you know, they faced racial discrimination and things like that. And yet they made it out of that. They still were able to achieve their goals and go after what they want, even though they were, you know, faced with all of these difficulties. So we can't blame outside sources for our unhappiness or for why we're not achieving our goals, because it's simply us, and that's all there really is to it. But moving on from that, and the four ways that we self-sabotage ourselves from reaching our goals and our desires are pretty simple. And the first way that we self-sabotage is through fear. Whether it's fear of failing, fear of judgment, fear of looking dumb or stupid, fear of what others will think or say, or fear of what could happen, just fear in general. That's a really common one. You know, we all have some sort of fear about something. Another way is through self-doubt, where we don't believe we have what it takes to have what we want, or we don't think that we're worthy of it, or we don't think it's possible for us, or we question our abilities and we just doubt ourselves. So it's like, why even bother, you know, to try to do this because I'm not good enough kind of talk, or, oh, it's not possible for me, but it's possible for other people. And, you know, just having a really low self-worth and not believing in yourself. The third way that we self-sabotage is through procrastination and perfectionism, which is kind of one in the same. And it's funny because a lot of perfectionists don't see themselves as procrastinators, but it really is one in the same. And when you procrastinate, it's usually because, you know, you're focusing too much on the end goal, which can seem overwhelming. So it's like, why even try? Because it seems so daunting and unattainable. So you kind of just procrastinate, or, you know, you don't prioritize what it is that needs to be done. You know, you spend your time doing things that don't matter and not enough time doing things that do matter and that are going to make a change in your life. And the fourth way that we self-sabotage is through lack of desire. And it simply is, you don't want it enough. You know, when you have a lack of desire, you let any small obstacle get in your way, and or you're waiting for the right time for things to be perfect till you have the right resources, money, tools, whatever, and it's never going to be the right time. And if you wait for the right time is going to pass you by. So you need to start now, and you need to start with what you have. So those are the four ways we can self-sabotage, but how to actually start going for what it is you want. Now, in order to stop getting in your own way, you need to recognize what it is about yourself that's getting in the way. So for some of you, it may be one of the things that I just mentioned. You know, lack of desire, self-doubt, fear, procrastination. For some of you, it may be multiple things or all of these things that are getting in your way. Whatever the case, recognize what it is that is getting in your way and work through those things. And I'm going to be talking about how to actually work through every self-sabotaging habit that you may have. So the first one that I mentioned is fear. So if fear is what is stopping you, some great questions to ask yourself, which, you know, will be listed in the show notes, is to ask yourself, what is it that you are truly afraid of? Is it judgment that you're afraid of? Is it the fear of failing? Is it the fear of not being good enough or looking silly or dumb? What is it that you are actually afraid of? Get clear on what that is. And after you get clear, I want you to ask yourself, if you were to go for what you wanted and your fears came true, what is the worst thing that could happen? So if your fear is being judged by people and you go for that desire and that fear comes true, the fear of being judged, what is the worst that can happen? Is you being judged by others? Is that what it is? Now, the last question I want you to ask yourself, you know, to work through this fear is, if you were to go for what you wanted and actually achieve that desire, what is the best case scenario? What is the best possible outcome? So basically, I want you to ask what it is you're afraid of, what is the worst case scenario, and what is the best case scenario? And what you're going to find is that oftentimes the fears you have around your desires are not that scary at all in hindsight, in bigger perspective. And it is far more, and you'll be able to determine that it's far more worth it to try and fail than to not try at all. So go ahead and do those journal prompts if fear is what you feel is stopping you from going after what it is that you want. And again, those questions will be in the show notes. And the next thing is, if it is self-doubt that is stopping you, in order to overcome self-doubt, there has to be reprogramming of the mind. And I personally have a lot of experience with self-doubt and reprogramming my mindset. And my favorite way to reprogram my mindset is through affirmations. And so my favorite affirmations for self-doubt specifically and achieving my goals and my desires are this, and these will also be listed in the show notes, just FYI. So my affirmations that I like to state and write when I am working through self-doubt and through all of that is, I am worthy of everything I desire and then some. I am more than capable of achieving my desires, and you can insert what it is that your desire is. I do have what it takes to have what I desire. The universe is working in my favor to help me achieve my goals. Everything is working out for me in all ways. I have everything I need to achieve my desires and my goals. I am determined, focused, and driven to achieve all of my desires. Achieving my desires is my birthright. So those are just some of the affirmations that I like to affirm. And some things to keep in mind when it comes to affirmations is, in order for affirmations to work, you need to feel into what it is you're saying, and you need to believe the words that you're saying or writing. And to be completely honest, you may not feel or believe these affirmations at first, because I know I certainly did not. But the more that you say these things over and over, the more you will begin to believe them. And as a result, it will eventually manifest, because what thoughts persist in your mind must manifest in your reality. And another thing to keep in mind is that reprogramming your mind in any sense, whether it is, you know, reprogramming your mind around your self-doubt or your confidence or worthiness, money beliefs, whatever it is, reprogramming your mind is going to take time, because you're literally trying to change and transform years and years of programming that has been instilled onto you since literally birth. That is going to take time. Your consistent thoughts and beliefs are not going to change overnight, because those are years and years of things you've been telling yourself. It's just like losing weight. You're not going to lose weight overnight. You have to stay consistent with it in order to see results. And it's the same thing with affirmations. You have to stay consistent with your affirmations. And my tip is to, at least in the beginning, state your affirmations every single morning when you wake up and every single night. And do this for, I want to say I didn't start believing and feeling, you know, these affirmations for like a few months, I want to say at least 3 months of consistent reaffirming these affirmations until I truly started to believe it and see a shift in my internal world as well as my external world. So that's how to overcome self-doubt. Now, if it's procrastination that is blocking you, the most helpful thing for myself when it comes to overcoming procrastination is breaking up my goals and desires down to small and tangible steps. And because I know how overwhelming it can be to think of a goal or a desire and feel like it's so far away from where you are now and from where you want to be, which is why a lot of us do procrastinate, because we just think that we're so far away from our goals, and it can seem so overwhelming, but it truly isn't. And an easy way to overcome this feeling is by breaking down your goals. So, because the truth of the matter is, small baby steps is what's going to get you to your end goal. So whatever your goal is, write down the end goal and then write down the baby steps it's going to take to get you there. For example, one of my personal goals is to pay off my debt. And paying off debt can seem very intimidating. It can seem overwhelming and like you're drowning in debt, basically. But I have broken down this goal of mine to more tangible and easier steps, and these are my steps. So step one is to obviously have some sort of source of income or multiple sources of income. Because in order to pay off debt, you need money, right? Step two is to find out how much debt I owe, which is a pretty simple task. Step three is to research different ways to pay off debt. I could consolidate debt. I could do an avalanche method. I could take out a loan. I could do so many different things to pay off my debt. And I have to find what works best for me. Step four is to create that plan, to figure out obviously what works best for me, create that plan, set a goal of how much I want to pay off every month, and set a deadline of how long it should take me to pay off my debt based off what I owe and how much I'm paying a month. And step five is to simply take action. Now, as I mentioned, paying off debt can seem very intimidating, but now that I've broken those steps down, step one through, I would say, step four is the easiest. The only part that's going to take self-discipline and determination is step five, which is taking that action and following through with paying off my debt each month. But we can eliminate stress by simply just breaking down our goals to tangible and attainable steps. And lastly, it's obviously lack of desires. So I feel like a lot of people will think that lack of desire is not what's blocking them, when in actuality, I know so many people in my life that lack of desire is actually the number one thing that's blocking them from achieving their goals. And here's how to determine if lack of desire is one of the things stopping you from having what it is you want. So if you find yourself saying things like, oh, I don't have enough time, I'm waiting for the right time, I'm waiting till I have the right things, resources, people, etc. Or, oh, I'll do it when my kids go to school or go back to school, or, I'll go back to the gym in, the new year or whatever it is. To be completely transparent, these are all just lame ass excuses. And bottom line is, if you are telling yourself any of these things, you just don't want it enough. Because someone who truly deeply desires to have their dream body, to start their business, to become successful, or whatever it is that they want, they're gonna make it happen no matter what. They're not going to let lame excuses stop them from getting what it is that they want. They're going to do what they can and what they have to do to make it work. And if you're not willing to do what you have to do to get what it is you want, do you really want it enough? I feel a strong desire is what keeps people going when things get hard, when obstacles seem to be getting in the way, when things fall apart, when things fail, when they don't work out the way that you planned, or when you're not seeing progress. It's that deep, deep burning desire that is going to keep you going. If you don't have that strong desire, then maybe you need to reevaluate what it is you're wanting. Maybe you really don't want it, or maybe you just think you want it, but then you realize you don't. I just feel if you truly want something and you truly desire something and you're just passionate about something, you're going to make it work no matter what, and you're not going to let excuses, obstacles, certain circumstances, or anything get in your way of that desire. Whew, I feel like I just went off there, but these are the ways that we self-sabotage from getting what it is we want. These are the ways to prevent ourselves from reaching what we want. And I'm right here with you girls. I know how frustrating it is to really want something and feel stuck, or to know that you're what's holding you back from reaching that goal and that desire. I've been there, I'm still there in some aspects of my life, and it can be super challenging. But at the same time, I want to say for the girls, you know, who are in that space of feeling like you're blocking yourself, I want to say that once you get that first taste of what it's like to go for what you want and actually get it, it's such an empowering feeling, and every win and step that you take towards your goal and your desire is building more and more momentum, which will bring you closer and closer to that goal and that desire. And all it takes is to have that first little taste that's gonna be like that push that keeps you going. It's, you know, it's like when you're losing weight. You know, the first few weeks can be difficult and frustrating and challenging, but the moment that you start to see a physical change in your body and you start to feel better, it's like a big ass push, and it makes you want to keep going, because it's like a drug, but it's like a good drug and a good high. And just wait for that first taste and you'll see that you're going to want to keep going, and you're not going to want to give up on your goals and your desires, because I feel life is too precious to not go for what we want. I don't know how to like express that in a more direct and precise way. I feel so passionately about this because I've wasted so much time being afraid of what it is that I wanted and not going for it and making excuses and doubting myself and procrastinating. I've wasted so much time with all of these self-sabotaging habits and beliefs. And now that I'm finally getting a taste of what it's like to have my desires and my goals and achieve all of this that I've wanted for so long, it's just like such a sweet feeling, and it just pushes me to keep going, and it makes me wonder why I waited so long to actually go for it. And that's, you just have to go for it. Go for what you want and be unapologetic, and just know that whatever is meant for you will always be for you. And that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it was insightful and helpful. And let me know if you implement any of these tips or journal prompts or affirmations, if they help you in any sort of way. Let me know. I always like to hear your feedback and all of that. And if you did enjoy this episode, please share it, tag me in it on your Insta stories or wherever. My social media handle is at the bottom. Leave a review. I would appreciate if you could leave a review as well. It helps other people find this episode, this podcast, and it gets me out there more. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Stop. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.